halakot to note for Erev Yom Kippur and halakot to note for Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, after davening, there are a lot of special mitzvot that we can do. For example, probably most of us did not yet do Hatarat Nedarim. Am I correct to assume that? That's nullification of our vows. So generally, the custom is to do it after Rosh Hashanah. If we forgot to do it then, so then really Erev Yom Kippur, we should nullify our vows. That means you go in front of a tribunal of at least three people and you say a specific thing which nullifies any vows. By the way, a vow might have been something that you did three times and you didn't realize it, but halachically that makes it like a vow. It's really important to do Hatarat Nedarim, so we will do that right after this.
Wait, can I just do one quick thing?
Yeah.
The way that's going to work is every group of four people will just sit with one another, and then one group is going to sit, one person's going to say Hatarat Nedarim, and then you swap with one of the dying until everyone within that four people is done.
Why don't we just do it two times to make it supposed to be faster?
Let me example holidays. We have other Erev Yom Kippur minhagim. There's a nice custom, strong custom to do kaparot. Okay? So many have the custom to do it with real chickens. Oh, I think I left my chicken at home after all that. Anyways, if you don't, the Shulchan Aruch actually says he doesn't like the idea of doing it with real chickens. Also, a lot of people don't like the way that the chickens are stored into the cages. And some people do like doing it with the chickens and waving them over their head. The idea is you're going to give that chicken to tzedakah, or the money for the chicken to tzedakah, or that I'm supposed to be dying, but instead this chicken's going to be dying, kind of like a korban. Some like this custom, some don't, but everybody thinks that you should at least do it with the money. And so after this, basically you take 20 shekel, 18 shekel, doesn't really matter. And there's a prayer in the sitter that will say, you wave it around a couple times, you give it to tzedakah. Anyway, it's a wonderful thing to give tzedakah Erev Yom Kippur. So we're also going to do that right after Hatarat Nedarim. Okay? After that, we're going to eat. You know, there's a special mitzvah to eat today. So that's always a great mitzvah to do. We got some bread. Many hold that there's an Indian of washing. You don't have to. And there's cereal milk and some goodies that I picked up for you guys. After that, we're going to do a mikvah run. There's a mikvah like a minute away at this really fun Hasidic shtibel. It costs 15 shekel, and it's recommended to have a towel. You don't have to. And there's any day of the year. There's a minhag of the Jewish people to go to the mikvah. It's Erev Yom Kippur. So even if you've never done it, I really strongly recommend it. It'll be fun. And it's a good way of purifying yourself from any carry, but also spiritual impurity. It's good to do tshuva on your way there, to think of one thing you want to take upon yourself, as we talked about last night. Give me a second. After that, we're going to do mitzvah called Bikur Cholin, which is always a great thing to do, but especially Erev Yom Kippur, we're going to rack up our mitzvahs. So we're going to do a quick run over to Mishkan Vadach, just say hi to some people, sing a few songs, won't take more than 20, 30 minutes, but no pressure, but anybody wants. That's the schedule for today in terms of Erev Yom Kippur. In terms of Yom Kippur itself, the halachot you have to know. Hold on a second. We eat. Oh, we're going to have 2 o'clock mincha. Then there's a meal that we eat before the chag. It's going to be delicious. And drink a lot of water. And there's the halacha is that we eat a final meal on Erev Yom Kippur. It's kind of today is like a holiday. That's right. We didn't say Tachanun. We didn't say Uval Tzion. Because even though it has an element of a holiday, we're celebrating our bitachon and Hashem that we're going to get all of our sins erased. We can't eat on Yom Kippur, so instead we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's like a holiday.
Rashi says that the more you eat today in celebration of tomorrow, it's considered as if you fulfilled your meals, which you don't have of tomorrow. So it's actually a chuvah, it's an obligation to enjoy the meal we have today.
And in honor of that, we have vitamin organic sugar, organic sour puffs. Because there is a brisker chumrah that you should be eating something all day, so we could be really machmir about that.
Wait, question. What time is it outside?
4:30 in the dorms. Okay, but we need to make sure that somebody's there in the dorms to receive that food. A special prayer called Tefillat Zaka. It's actually one of my favorite prayers. It's really deep and beautiful before mincha. It should be in all of your machzors, and you do a special vidui. Basically, the tefillah talks about, goes through all your body parts and kind of does a vidui and admits your sins. say, oh, I should have used my arms to serve Hashem, and instead I hit people. It goes through, it's a really beautiful prayer, so I recommend it. In general, it's a day of tshuva, of reflection, of introspection. It's also a day to think about, maybe I borrowed someone's book or someone's pen, and I forgot to pay it back. Maybe I insulted somebody and I wasn't nice. This is a day to kind of think through your year and see if there's anything that I have to fill in the gaps about. Okay, so that's Erev Yom Kippur. In terms of Yom Kippur itself, we don't eat, we don't drink. If you're sick, okay, really, really sick, we could talk about it a little different, but in general, we don't eat. Even if it's better to stay in bed and not daven rather than to eat. That's how seriously we take not eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. We don't even put water in our mouth, we don't brush our teeth, it's mamish. We take it very, very, very seriously. The other important inuyim are we don't wash our hands, okay? We don't wash our face. There are some exceptions to that rule. In the morning, you can wash your hands till the knuckles. If you're really dirty and you can wash your hands, you're dealing with food, and you can wash your hands for safety purposes. But in general, we try not to wash ourselves for pleasure. Also, we don't do ointments and lotions. And we don't have leather clothing. We don't wear leather shoes. I mean, there's a machlokas about Crocs, but leather shoes. And you can wear a leather belt. You can wear other leather. Just leather shoes we don't have. There's a custom not to wear gold on Yom Kippur. And there's a custom to wear white and a kittel if you're married on Yom Kippur. After the davening tonight, there'll be a lot of free time. So there's always a custom to learn Torah. There's going to be chaburot by the rabbis and madrachim right after davening to spend the night day immersed in Torah. And it's a very interesting day. On the one hand, it's extremely serious and slichos and our mitzvah is vidui and to really be real with God. On the other hand, it's a happy day. We're celebrating. We know God is cleansing our sins. And the apex of it all is that we should take a Kabbalah upon ourselves. This is really the final countdown, but it's all really there so that at the end of the day we take at least one thing upon ourselves so that next year we will not be the same person as this year. I think that wraps it up. Am I missing anything? In terms of Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur.